When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Be courageous in your movements, be courageous in your thoughts, and then be expectant of the outcome and the results.
Absolutely.
This is a moment in time where people are listening. Fill their heads with your voice and be expectant that when they understand where it is that you're coming from, that they will be supportive. And if they're not, write them the fuck off.
Off.
You do not have time to waste. I operate under this philosophy that there are certain interactions where I use the power of discernment that I have been blessed with to realize that the breath and the moments I'm wasting on this individual would better suit me as I lay on my deathbed attempting to tell my family I love them one last time.
One last time. One last time. One last time. One last time. One last time.
Welcome to Wow Black, a seriously opinionated podcast bringing you the real and raw on anything happening Wow Black. If Black culture's there, we're there. If you're pissed or empowered, then let's talk about it. Ride with us on this all Black everything.
Everybody, welcome back to Wild Black.
Welcome back, people.
We're here again. This is another At the House episode. Today, we are going to be talking about radical imagination. Before I tell you what that really means, I want to remind you how this works. If you go visit our partner podcast, You Had Me at Black, you can go there to hear the narratives on this same topic and understand how people feel, what they have to say, and then come over here for a deeper level of conversation about the same topic, often with an expert. Although tonight, you got Art and I really talking about this topic. This should be an exciting one. I can't wait to get into it. Brother, what do you think, man?
Hey, man, this is going to be one of the dopest episodes we actually record, simply because we're getting deep on a topic that we actually feel really strongly about.
So
I'm loving it.
So the topic today is radical imagination. And what does that mean? We're looking at it from the standpoint of, what if slavery didn't exist? What if racism didn't exist?
What
if oppression was not a thing? Who would we be? How would we be? What would freedom look like? It's hard to fathom because it's such a real, real, real part of our everyday.
Mm-hmm.
And so today will be a little bit shorter episode. We're not going to go through our Wild Black shit. We're not going to go through the dope quote. We're just going to have a good conversation about the idea of radical imagination.
And you know what? We should do our Wild Black shit, just a signature question that you and I answer.
Let's do it.
I think that'd be dope, because our amazing listeners haven't heard our perspective on that.
They have not heard that
signature question. That'd be dope for us to hit them with it.
Cool. Well, I'm going to jump out and ask you then first, brother. What do you love most about life while Black?
Oh, man. So let me... I'm real super focused and hyper-focused on like very singular thoughts. I think the level of resilience that we possess as a people,
right?
Considering everything that we've been through throughout history to where we are today, I mean, it is absolutely mind-boggling the amount of pressure that we can handle. And not only handle, but overcome in such a significant way that not only helps our people, but helps society as a whole.
That's so true.
I get inspired by every single little, small, micro act that African Americans are doing right now to make sure that motherfuckers realize that Black people are here. We've been here.
And we ain't going nowhere.
And we ain't going no fucking
nowhere
in the game at all because we built this.
This is our shit.
We've designed it. We architected it. Not only did we architect it, we perfected it. And we came back time and time again to continue to try to perfect this whole system that we call a democracy that's in the United States. Mm-hmm. So for every person of color who's listening, the objective and the goal of what we've been doing has been truly to perfect this system called a democracy in the United States. We can easily give up on the game and go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. We've persisted. We've endured. We've been highly resilient. And now we're demanding that the system change and it be better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Every person of color.
Say that.
Man, it's built in this really deep feeling for us that we continue to progress, we continue to fight, and we continue to flex our muscle as people. That makes me really proud to say that it's amazing to be a Black man right now. Yeah. Like, we have to embrace it. We have to flex our muscle. We have to actually use our voices now. So, I mean, I love the fact that, you know, we ask that question all the time to everybody.
We don't get to answer it much.
And we don't get to answer it.
You're right.
But honestly, like, really, it's a synopsis of every episode that we've had with Wild Black.
Yeah.
As we enter into, you know, the next season.
Yeah.
That is really what it looks like. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
So to me, I mean,
100.
We gotta continue the journey. We gotta continue to fight. But what's most important is that we progress forward, we push the accelerator, we become more courageous than we were before, and we flex that muscle that is called the Blackness of you and the amazingness of you and why each person that is a person of color has phenomenal potential, phenomenal opportunity, and we're going to express that and we're going to make that shit happen. So to me, bruh, I just love the fact that we've been through that to where we can actually represent ourselves in that way right now, and that every person needs to actually do that. They need to really dig deep and be courageous and come out with it.
So
hit us with your thought process on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, the things that I love most about being Black tend to change because I love so much about being Black.
It's dynamic.
It's like your favorite television show, right? There's a different episode, you fall in love with that one. Man. Right now, honest to goodness, and I think even long term, it's our ability to be persistent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I mean that, like, thinking about what's happening in the world today, the reaction to George Floyd's murder, to Breonna Taylor's murder, to Ahmaud Arbery's murder. When I talk about our persistence, what I really mean by that is we have been screaming this story for years now.
Yep, generation.
Right. We have been screaming, and we have not stopped screaming. There have been moments where it's been a little bit less loud, moments when it's been louder. And then if you start thinking back to Trayvon Martin,
all
the way to now, we've been screaming loud as can be. And each and every time we started to scream, we screamed the same message. We screamed that Black Lives Matter. We screamed that this has to change. And we screamed it into a system that ignored us.
Yeah.
Right? We screamed it into a set of humanity that chose to walk the other direction and not listen to what we said, to not repeat our message, to not embrace us. Yet we still scream that message. We marched, we protested, we boycotted, we talked on social media, we pushed our leadership, we talked about elected officials, we went to vote, we kept screaming our story persistently. Yep. And now we find ourselves in a position that for me is unique, right? At 44 years old, I've never been in a position like we are today.
Yep,
I've never felt as open at being Black as I do right now.
Man, bro, me too.
Right, and that's both an encouraging thing and a shame at the same time, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we've been Black our whole lives, but it showed me how much we still did cover, how much we still did code switch. And right now, the fact that every company in America is trying to figure out how to talk about Black Lives Matter, the fact that even the NFL is trying to come out and say Black Lives Matter. Now, I understand there's capitalism here. These are people trying to preserve their money for tomorrow. But at the same time, it is popular to be Black. It is popular to support Black. It is popular to be an ally. The fact that allyship is a word that has been reintroduced to our language and is being pushed hard is awesome to me. The fact that we are no longer talking about not being racist, we are talking about being anti-racist, right?
Yes.
And there's a fundamental difference.
Yep.
I love the fact that that's happening because we were persistent in screaming our stories and screaming our narratives, even when the world chose to ignore them.
Absolutely.
Through all of that, we finally find ourselves in a position to enact change.
Yep.
Now, I don't expect that the system is going to be repaired.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I do not expect that all of a sudden we're going to be miraculously placed in
that
position.
They're going to plateau. They're going to plateau.
Right. Like, let's be
the
real.
The reality.
Let's be real.
Absolutely.
But what I do expect is when this shiny object is no longer sparkling to the media, it's no longer sparkling to the people who call themselves our allies, that when we looked up, the position that we are in is significantly further than we were just 2 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
Right? The story and the narrative should be pushed and told in a very different way. And I want to reemphasize to everyone listening what that means to you, Black, white, I don't care what.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Color you are, it means in this season, right now, when people are responding to what Black folks say, when people are interested in hearing what Black folks have to say, what they're doing, how we are coping, how we are surviving, you make sure you put your foot on the motherfucking gas.
Indeed.
Because we have got to take advantage of every single moment, every single second, every bit of time while this topic is as hot as it is. You take advantage everywhere. Corporate America, like you said, brother, flex your muscles right now.
Yep.
Step up, demand things, push for things, create change so that when this emphasis has reduced, you are positioned significantly better than you were yesterday. Maybe in a different role, maybe making more money, maybe with a different level of responsibility. But please take advantage of this moment because it is only a moment. This is still America. This is still the United States. This is still a system of capitalism and oppression, and there are forces who are trying their best to right-size what we're changing now. Eventually, the spotlight will no longer be on this situation.
Absolutely.
Ensure that every moment you are taking advantage of this to reposition yourself to be better suited for tomorrow. Remember that, because again, change is not consistent or constant when it comes to a situation like being Black in America.
Yep.
So when we have this moment, take full advantage of it.
Man, that's a beautiful. So I love it when we get to spit and
yes, indeed.
Just me and you. Cause if you had to break that down to an equation, right, it would be resilience plus persistence equals change.
I like that. Resilience plus persistence equals change.
If we can maintain...
That's the episode title.
The equation is what we got to figure out as a people. Mm-hmm. And keep pressing and going forward and not becoming complacent with where we've actually mm-hmm. landed. Because the journey does not end. It does not stop. We got to continue.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And the whole concept of radical imagination, honestly, we're already talking about it because there mm-hmm. is a big part of me who truly never thought we'd be in a moment like we are.
This right now in our lifetime.
Right. I did not see it. In my mind, we were going to continue to be oppressed, beaten, and killed. We were going to continue to scream, but it wasn't going to be until our children were old enough to fight back that we saw this moment. Again, I don't know how long it will last. It was radical imagination for me to even believe this was possible, yet here we stand.
So check it out. It's funny because our ancestors could never believe that we would be free. We became free. We believed that there could never be a Black president. It was a Black president.
Yep.
Now, we couldn't believe it was going to be a revolution like it is right now that's actually starting based on civil unjustness catered to African Americans as if it wasn't a part of the system and the foundation of the system already. Yeah. So now what I see from a timeline standpoint is we are actually progressing. We are accelerating our progress in mm-hmm. our resistance to mm-hmm. a oppression and a supremacist type system that is built. We at a point where we're talking about defund the police. I said,
who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it, right?
Man, it's amazing.
But the conversation of defund the police is even one that's happening and being accepted.
Wow.
Right? But before that, you would have never imagined. Like, the NCAA said no more conferences and championships in Mississippi because of the state flag.
What?
That's crazy.
What?
I grew up in Mississippi. Never would I ever believe there'd be a day where they would be considering changing the state flag.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. What it says, when I heard you talk about the fact that our ancestors struggled with the ability to believe in freedom, and then we struggle with the ability to believe in a Black president, and we struggle with the ability to believe in a system at a time like we're dealing with today, what that tells me is historically our track record says the radical imagination that we have, we should be believing in.
Absolutely.
We should be believing. You should take a moment and think about the things that you perceive as being unachievable in your lifetime and recognize that because you are Black and because we have gone through so much, everything is achievable.
Absolutely.
Keep screaming and keep pushing.
Absolutely.
Everything becomes achievable. And I think that's a mind-shifting type of thought process.
Absolutely.
The fact that the things that you no longer believe are possible absolutely are possible when we find a moment to unite. And that's what's common, right? When we elected Obama, we united to do so.
Yep.
Right? The moment we find ourselves in now is because we united multiple times and screamed until people around us locked arms and screamed with us.
Absolutely.
It is the fundamental belief in a unity that makes radical imagination possible.
Possible.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
Man, we are entering into a time that is inspirational. Mm. It's impactful to a lot of people. Mm. And we got to make sure we channel that energy. And we have an obligation to our listeners and to the people who are committed to our podcast and what we talk about to give them exactly what they need to hear about our perspectives on the game as it is today.
That means to me, as we prepare for the next season, some of the topics that we need to delve into are ones that sitting here today we struggle to believe in.
Yeah.
Because that may very well be the reality tomorrow.
Yep.
So educating people on things that they may not be currently thinking about, exposing them to perspectives, to thought process, to strategies that seem far-fetched, unfamiliar, and even dare I say,
conspiratory.
Conspiracy theorists. I could not get that goddamn word out.
Yep, I felt you. I'm not even going
to edit that out. I'm going to let it stay right there.
I knew exactly where the energy was going. Yes.
You knew where I was going.
Everybody felt that. Like, oh, yeah, because they'd heard the 5G cause coronavirus. They'd heard that shit. Like, it don't. Please don't believe that shit. Don't believe it. Yeah.
Like Trump at the rally, what did he call it? The Kung Flu? Did you hear that?
Right, man. I heard that this crazy shit. Man. This motherfucker. It's easy to discount the level of stupidity that we got in the country, leading the country right now, or not leading the country right now.
That's resident chump.
Easy. Easy work. So now we know what like if we baselined it from there, oh, we should be running everything.
100%.
Yeah.
So let's delve into the idea of what if slavery never existed?
Woo!
What would life look like?
Woo!
Right? Where will we be? Will we even be here?
Woo!
Right? So,
woo!
If slavery never existed, brother, what are your thoughts on what life while black would look like?
That is a
feels like a science fiction movie. Like
correct, that. Correct, correct. And I'm actually going to go into a science fiction realm to try to answer that. So think about if people were equally, like the models that we built around society and the systems that manage society were built on everybody being equal as humans.
Right.
Right. So this goes beyond just these basic principles that we're trying to fight for now of equality or just being able to be mattered as a black person or a person of color. This goes into a thought process that is historically built into this model of we are a human race, humanity. The amount of opportunity and things that we could allow ourselves to be influenced by people that look different and mm-hmm. are different than what we are is ill imaginable. Mm-hmm. Like, so we talk about, you know, going to Mars,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I honestly think that if we were truly unified as a human race and there were not things that would limit us by supremacy or these thought processes of nationalism and things like that that actually divide people as people,
mm-hmm.
man, we would be on a quest to explore the outer realms of our solar system.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to bring that down a level, right, from what we would consider science fiction, I think it's science fact.
I like that.
I think we have to figure out how to science get to fact. A higher level of humanity. A higher level of feeling, a higher level of emotion, a higher level of caring for one another, right? And sometimes that requires violence.
Yeah.
Actually, all often, the time.
Yeah.
That's the only response that many races and species of humans mm-hmm. actually respond to. So we got to think about
people what love is, to say that's not a thing, but every act of major change has been accompanied with
by violence.
Yeah.
It's required. It's required to change the system and the outlook of people,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what requires, like, this very different thought process for people who are in positions of power,
mm-hmm.
who have received their power not on the brightness of their ideas and thoughts,
right.
but of the color of their skin.
Yeah.
Now, when we start to neutralize that as a people, and honestly, I think it is up to us as African-Americans, I think it's us as a people of color, to begin to neutralize that system with force and pace that is consistent to change that will sustain human life.
Yeah, I like the way you broke that down.
And man, I'm a full believer that it requires like fundamental change in people's perspectives.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader with the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's mervisdiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
That have positions of power.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What do you think about it, though, bro?
Man, first, it's hard. It's hard to think of a world where we exist and slavery didn't, because it's such an ever-present, even today, aspect
Absolutely.
Of who we are, right? It's, if you really think about it, slavery impacts every aspect of our life today, because we live in a country that we were brought to and enslaved from. Many of us follow a religion that was taught to us and forced upon us by those who enslaved us.
Absolutely.
We've been educated inside of a system that was built on the backs of slavery. We are monitored and patrolled by a police system that came out of slave catchers.
Yep.
Literally every system in which we exist was birthed
in the foundation
from, from slavery.
Absolutely.
So when I'm asked to talk about life without slavery, that's a life that I have never even truly contemplated.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
The closest I've gotten to it is contemplating what life in America today would look like if racism was eradicated. But to truly go back and think about slavery not being a thing would mean that more than likely we're not on this continent. It would mean that we stayed in a homeland that we nurtured and took care of, and it did the same for us. It would mean that we would have been in a position of religion and education and care consistently. And so the only thing I can compare that to is to the privileged America, right? To those privileged in America to grow up comfortable in an area in which they were encouraged, in an area in which they were stretched the right way, in an area in which they were enriched with the right religion, the right education, and the right opportunities.
They were free.
Right. And what that tells me is
everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Although there's a wealth gap, and you look at the fact that we were enslaved for so long, yet competitively, we're still on a level with them, right?
Yeah.
So what that means to me, right. And what that means to me is, had we remained in our own environment with the ability to be nurtured and cared for and taught inside of a religion that truly meant something and was connected to us, inside of an educational system that was built for us, by us, to enrich us, then if we are on a level with them now, and by them I mean anyone who would oppress us, if we are on that level now, then had we not had that 400 year of oppression and pulling us behind, we would probably be significantly ahead, right? I think about things like our ability to control economies, our ability to control armies, our ability to contribute to scientific education, enlightenment. I think about innovation. I think about all those. And had we not been disrupted, and then on top of being disrupted, uprooted, rerooted, and then held in a place where not only did we not advance, but we were forced to regress.
Oppressed.
Right. Who would we be?
Absolutely.
We would be kings, right? We would be the queens that we talk about. We would be an empire.
Yep.
Right?
That's what I think. That does not have a heavy hand.
Right.
Related to humanity.
Right.
It's a very light. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
That's
because
us.
Innately, that's even us. Even going through that, we're still light-handed here.
Absolutely.
Right. We are still caring and forgiving.
It's so, who we it's built into our DNA as people.
Exactly. And had that been encouraged, and had it been nurtured, and had we been educated inside of that system, had the religion that we believed in been one that we chose to believe in as opposed to being forced upon us.
Yep.
Who knows where we would be? Like, it's truly like I can imagine the structure that we would live inside of, but the possibility and our potential turned to kinetic. I don't know how to even, like, I can't even imagine.
There's not a scale that could measure it.
Right.
Is where you're going. And I'm absolutely in total alignment with you because it's astronomical.
Yeah.
Like, it's things that you can't measure, can't count. It's almost unfathomable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about the many other societies that have not been displaced, right?
Correct.
And their ability as a culture of a unique people, as a society of people, to do stuff. I mean, I think about Abu Dhabi, right? Think about the riches and the infrastructure that's there that we go over to marvel at, right? Think about that. Think about several of the Asian countries, right? And their grasp on education, right? Their commitment to a religion that suits them, right? And therefore their place as a world power.
Absolutely.
Right? And now imagine our fortitude, our perseverance, our intellect partnered with an environment that consistently nurtured and protected and educated and took care of us.
And matured it.
Think about where we'd be, because the one we were in did the exact opposite, and look at where we are
and still.
We still
progress.
Right. We're still here. Man,
we still here.
That's a hell of a concept to think about, bro.
We still here.
Mm-hmm.
And but look, the reality is we've allowed some of our emotions to become dormant.
Yes.
But we are still here.
Yes.
We have persisted and will persist forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful thought process, bro.
All right, so.
Beautiful thought process.
Let's take it to another place. So we're here. Slavery did exist.
Mm-hmm.
And this concept, it does exist.
Yeah.
But let's say 2020. No. Let's say 1980, right?
Okay.
1965. Let's say the civil rights movement was completely successful.
Yeah, we in there.
And we managed to kill this disease of racism and oppression, right?
Oh, we killing it.
We kill it. It's gone.
It's destroyed.
It's completely gone, right?
Oh, shit.
The systems are still there.
That means a lot of people died.
Must have.
Yep.
What does life look like for us? Because now, because of this situation and slavery existed, we are African Americans. We are here in this country.
Yeah.
Slavery's gone. Oppression is gone.
Yeah.
Racism is gone. What do we look like?
Let me bring it to a micro level.
All right.
I think we begin to lead every aspect of society that is deemed important in order to progress a society of the human race.
Right.
And I micro level for me deals with humanity because I believe so strongly in humanity. That's honestly, bro, what keeps me hopeful in a time such as this.
Right.
Is a belief that the human race believes in the human race.
Yes.
So I think at the level of what I would consider leadership.
Right.
Is where we dominate.
Right.
We become very, very outspoken. But our outspokenness is rooted in our belief as people, which is in the belief of humanity as people.
Right.
So I think we are in a much better situation. I think we are in, there is no police violence.
Right.
It doesn't actually operate because we, if you allow African American, like if you think, let's take examples, right? So I'll take two. So you take the example of our amazing mayor, Keisha Bottoms, right?
Right.
And the level of leadership that she is displaying and she's showing swiftly.
Right.
Related to how you respond to things that are not aligned to the belief system that you have
right.
as a leader.
Right.
Those are the very singular, independent thought processes that's required to move an entire not community, not city, not state, organization and government forward.
Right.
Right. All the people. And I think it is the items and the decisions that are singular in focus but are aligned so deeply to who you are as a person.
Right.
As an African American and as a person of color who has seen what oppression actually looks like, those are the decisions that are in the greater good of humanity.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that's the key is like, individuals who have seen and have experienced what a humanitarian thought process looks like because you've been oppressed
right.
is actually a better decision for everybody. Everybody. Because
yeah.
it's not rooted in greed.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think our processes have to, our decisions, singularly at a micro level, have to be not based on oppressing anyone. It's just in the greater good of everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think our society in that instance where we are free, like truly free, everybody gets the benefit of making better decisions because it was so flawed in the first place. And that's what I believe. I mean, honestly, we move faster and we move better together as a pack, as a race.
Yeah.
And race and human society.
Yeah.
And I think we got to, everybody has to start thinking like that.
Yeah.
It's bigger than just being black. It's bigger than just being white. We have some bigger challenges that's ahead that we got to actually face.
Yeah.
And we got to root out anybody. And this is where it gets really dark, right?
Right.
If you have a racist or a thought process of oppression,
right.
you need to be eliminated.
Yeah.
It's not about you. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than your race.
You need a bigger belief in humanity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's how we actually progress. Like, we've already done this shit in the 60s.
Yeah.
We've done it before the 60s. We got to fucking smarten up as people.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
White people who are white supremacists and these nationalist motherfuckers,
right?
You have to smarten up.
Yeah.
Nobody, black people aren't asking, like, and this is what the beauty of the game is. Black people aren't asking for, hey, I want to get revenge for this shit.
Right.
We still asking for motherfucking equality.
Right.
And unity. Why?
Yeah. That's interesting. That's an interesting concept. That, bro.
Why? That's bigger than this. Bigger than black and white shit. My thought process, bro.
No, I love
it. What you think?
I love it. When I think about a world in which slavery did exist, mm-hmm. we are here. We are African Americans, Black Americans, but the civil rights era won, and racism was destroyed. Right?
Destroyed. Yep.
What it makes me think about is,
but we went through some shit in order to get to that.
Right.
Point.
We did. So we still have that history. We still have that memory.
Yeah.
What it makes me think about is the way I felt in the last 4 weeks. Like, I have felt a level of freedom, and I use the word freedom specifically because I felt much more free to be me than I ever have, right? And and the feeling of freedom actually somewhat surprised me. So what it told me was I've been code-switching so hard.
So hard and so long.
Exactly. I didn't recognize how much of myself I had pushed away inside myself, right? And we've talked about code switching before and the fact that we do it at work. But what I realized is I was doing it everywhere,
yeah.
right? Even inside the safety of my own home, I think there was a level of it happening because the freedom I feel in being Black and speaking out loud about the issues being Black, even though we talk about stuff like that every week on this show, I found myself in a different place where all of a sudden I was more, I'm already driven as hell. I'm already innovated as hell. I already build and create. Yep. And I found myself being able to tap into a new level.
Yes.
Like, I didn't even know it existed.
Yep.
Right? The drive,
it's the God-given energy.
The ability to be fearless as I create and then seek to influence others who can maximize creation with me.
Yes.
So I'm not getting off the topic. I'm just explaining the context in which I'm coming
that
from.
That aligns to the topic directly.
So all that freedom that I felt, had we eradicated racism in the 60s, my father would have felt that freedom, right? My mother would have felt that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And if they felt that freedom, they would have also felt the ability, the opportunity, the absolute need, right, to create, to be free, to innovate in a way that they didn't, right? Yep. So what that would have meant is my mother and father would have had an ability to build and to connect and to drive forward us as people.
Yep.
But then to your point, society as a whole.
As a whole.
Right?
Yep.
Because if you're truly free, what you recognize is there's no real benefit in only building for you.
Correct.
Right? Because if you're lifted up, but no one else is, you're lonely, right? There's no place to go, and there's no one to celebrate it with. So had my mother and father felt that freedom, there would have been a moment where they focused on themselves, right? Mm-hmm. As Black people who had been oppressed and who didn't have the freedom, they would have focused on themselves. And then they would have hit a point where the recognition hits, I can lift everybody. And if everyone's free and everyone's thinking that way, then everyone is lifting everyone. And everyone moves up toward the goal, right?
Yes.
Now this American dream that we've talked about
can be realized.
Becomes a reality,
yes.
right? And everybody gets a piece of it.
Yep.
So when you feel free to contribute and society in addition, feels free to allow you to contribute.
Yeah.
And they're open to what you contribute. Think about us as a holistic society, right? Because there were so many things that Black people have come up with and done between the 60s and now that have been hidden or stolen or discounted.
Yep.
There have been so many opportunities not given to us to create and build. We can relate it to problems that we see now in the VC world, knowing that 1 or 2% of VC money goes to Black founders.
And VC is venture capitalists.
Exactly.
Just so everybody, you know, informed.
Yeah. So had that not been an issue, think about the money that would have gone into the companies that we have never even heard of because they don't exist because they weren't funded.
Correct. And they weren't started.
Right, exactly. So we celebrate the Amazons and the Alibabas and the Apples.
And the Microsofts.
Exactly.
And, yeah,
but,
absolutely.
But think.
And the Googles. And
what would our landscape look like if racism hadn't have kept so many of us from creating things that actually add value and contribute to society, Black society, American society, the world society, to the human race, right? So that means if none of that existed to hold us back, you and I would be perched upon a platform that kept us equal from the moment we were born. So we wouldn't know the fear of not being free. We wouldn't know code switching. We would have, from birth, we would have been the first generation from birth to operate truly free, to have the expectation that we not only should be president, but can be president. Yep. We would have had the expectation that not only could we choose to work for someone, we could choose to create our own.
Yep.
We would have had the expectation that you don't necessarily have to go and beg for a bank loan. You can be the bank, right? We would have had the expectation that greatness was the only option before us, and therefore our ability to elevate society from an already elevated position would have put us in this place of some agape-type society.
Indeed.
Where the world is a completely different place. And all that is possible if oppression and racism doesn't exist. If we are free to build and contribute to this American culture, to this world society, in a way that allows us to truly flex and add benefit, and then that benefit be allowed to be accepted and not met with hate and not met with anything that says you are less than because you are darker than, this world would be an incredible place.
Amazing.
Right? And we can stop short. It wouldn't be just that America is great. It would be the fact that the entire world becomes...
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
An output of a society unafraid to dream, build, and unify.
And everybody contributes.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. There is no oppression. Yeah, there is no lacking of an ability to explore an idea that you have.
I think about this. Think about hip hop, right? Think about hip hop and sports. Both are Black dominated.
Yep.
Think about the world's reaction to both hip hop and sports. Think about how Biggie and Tupac and now Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole and Rhapsody. Think how they are.
And Lil Baby.
All of them.
And Da Baby.
Think how they're accepted worldwide.
Yep.
Now imagine if everyone who was brown was accepted in that manner.
Correct.
Invited in, asked to partner, asked to create. The world would be unimaginable.
It
would be unrecognizable.
Level of that level of unified thought and process and implementation and resource allocation would be unimaginable.
Man, this would be...
That's why I say it's interplanetary at that point.
Absolutely.
Right? We've transcended this...
Some science fact shit. I like how you said it.
Correct. That's what it requires, though. But I have to kind of go back to the dark, because that's quite inspirational. Man.
It is.
That's beautiful. It requires resistance and struggle.
That's right.
Fight in violence.
That's right.
And it requires us to get to that point before we can actually evolve as people. And it's going to start with us because we don't operate in oppression very well.
That's right.
It's been proven through history that out of all people, we don't operate very well in that model because we don't believe in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't believe in it.
Yeah.
The world shouldn't believe in it.
We don't operate well with oppression, and those who oppress us are fearful of how they'll operate without oppression.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. Not knowing that we are not oppressive people.
Right. So, like the, I don't remember her name, but the woman who went on the Facebook or internet rant that everyone's sharing, and she ends it by saying, you know, be glad we want equality and not revenge.
Right.
That was a hell of a point. Right. But to understand easy. That we as
us
black
to comprehend.
People, yeah. We are American. Right. Because we were brought here. We were forced here. We were enslaved here. We built the system. We've been subjected to the system.
Yeah.
Therefore, we are a part of the system. We are American. And what that means is we embody the same things that America embodies. And if you remember how America got here, it wasn't a nice tap on the shoulder.
Hell
and
no.
Please release me.
Violent.
It was a fight.
Correct.
Right. And we've done it again. The Revolutionary War,
yep.
The Civil War. They're all about fight. And let's be clear, right? We have elevated to a position that perhaps fight doesn't have to mean a gun, right?
Correct.
It could be all types of ways. But
mental.
There is absolutely a struggle that has to happen. And it's happening
influence.
Already.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We just have to understand what the fight looks like now. It has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta be aligned with that evolution.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
We don't have bayonets, we have browsers.
Correct.
That's one aspect of it.
We have voices that can be heard across not just the nation, but the globe.
That's it.
Voices.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's probably. It. With that point, we've done a lot of talking, at least me personally, about allyship, right? And off Art's point about the power of our voices, I want to remind everyone listening, and first off, all of our new non-Black listeners, I welcome you. Please stick around.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think.
Check it out.
Listen, get some exposure, get some growth. That's what we're here for, right? We want to help everybody
absolutely.
At the same time. But the point here is, remember the power of your voice. I'm going to be very specific to my Black brothers and sisters. The power of your voice is what led us to this point.
Absolutely.
It was the speaking up that created this mass movement
it
of people
us.
Joining. Right, exactly. So my white brothers and sisters out there, your responsibility now turns into continuing to speak up.
Persistence.
Because you have access to a circle of influence that none of us do. On your Facebook feed,
yeah.
On your Instagram, the way those algorithms work, the fact that your messages, your ideas, your content, your creative, the things that you share are delivered to a network of people who behave in similar fashion to you, but I can't access them.
Correct.
Use that same voice that Art just talked about to magnify this movement, to explain why Black Lives Matter is not contrary to All Lives Matter, but there is a specific meaning. Explain to them that All Lives Matter truly is not about all lives mattering. It was birthed out of a need by white supremacy to counter the idea that Black Lives Matter. It wasn't
indeed.
Birthed to say all lives. It was birthed to really say conspicuously that Black lives don't matter. So understand the reality behind the words that you're saying.
Correct.
You can speak to
meaning.
That and you can change it.
Context.
Absolutely.
Prepare
absolutely.
And deliver that.
Absolutely.
Meaning in the context, that is so important. So important. Like, I like the fact that you've incorporated, right, or we've incorporated our allies.
Yes.
It is a mission that you must go on as well. Yes. Like, it ain't, you listen to us and it's cool and it's educational, it's informational. It's an action point, though, that you now must actually commit to actually delivering upon. Yeah. And we expect you to.
Yeah.
As humanity.
Yeah.
Like, Black people, yeah, we expect you to deliver that.
Like, don't do it for us.
Do it for you.
All of us.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody. Yeah.
You, humanity, you are human. Do it for you because you know what it requires in order for us to progress as people.
Mm-hmm.
Please, let's go.
All right, so let's think about this. Radical imagination as a topic, right? Under the guise of radical imagination, where do we go from here today, current situation? What happens next?
Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
This is the one word I'm going to leave everybody with.
All right.
It's courage.
I like.
Courage. The things that you are thinking that are right and righteousness, you have to have the courage to say those things in the most effective way to generate change and results. And you have to say them with passion, and you have to say them with the spirit behind why you feel the way you feel.
Mm.
Mm. The time to not have a voice is not now. Not now. You cannot sit on the sideline. You cannot be quiet. You cannot be like, oh, well, my opinion doesn't matter or my perspective is not important. Your perspective, your thoughts, your voice matters.
Mm.
Black lives matter. Your voice matters. What does that mean to me individually? Your voice matters. Have the courage to use it. Use it, express yourself, and share your perspective that models and shapes your view. That is the key. That is the moment that we are in right now. You can act as if that's not the moment. You can easily make the decision to not be courageous.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
Fight that attempt. Fight that belief. Fight what's easy and do what is challenging. Do what actually makes you say, I'm uncomfortable.
I like that, bro.
Don't be scared to do it. It's the time to do it. This is the time to express your voice, express yourself. Black lives matter. You matter. This is what that means. Mm. The very basic belief in mattering is allowing your voice and your thoughts to be heard. We have to express it right now. That's it.
I love that, brother.
That's it.
That's dope. The voiceless are the powerless today.
Yep.
I'm with that. All right, so I'm going to answer it the same way. I love what you said about courage. And I'm going to add another layer, but I'm going to use one word the same way. So you said courage. I'm going to say, actually, it's two words.
My bad.
That shit. Be expectant, right? So
yes.
Act in courage and then be expectant of acceptance.
Yes.
Right? Be expectant that tomorrow's better. Be expectant that whatever you ask for is coming, right? Use the courage to go get what it is that you want in this season if you are not finding a way to elevate your position and the position of those around you, then you are missing an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Be courageous in your movements. Be courageous in your thoughts. And then be expectant of the outcome and the results.
Absolutely.
This is a moment in time where people are listening. Fill their heads with your voice and be expectant that when they understand where it is that you're coming from, that they will be supportive. And if they're not, write them the fuck off.
Off. Immediately.
You do not have time to waste. I operate under this philosophy that there are certain interactions where I use the power of discernment that I have been blessed with to realize that the breath and the moments I'm wasting on this individual would better suit me as I lay on my deathbed attempting to tell my family I love them one last time. I want those breaths from today to when they matter, and you, sir, or you, ma'am, they do not matter with. So find the ability to embrace the power of discernment to understand with whom you should interact.
Yep.
And again, when it is a waste of your time, save those moments for the moments at the end of your life. Save those breaths to keep you alive on that last day, the 3 moments longer it takes to hold your loved one's hand and tell them you love them before you leave them.
Damn.
That's how I look at that situation.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah.
Woo!
That was all right.
That went where it needed to go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, Wild Black, I think we are at the end. I don't know where to go after a conversation Dang. About what's next, because it's truly up to us at this point.
Yep. It's the mission. We laid out the damn blueprint. We laid out the battle plan, the map. And every piece in the map is you moving how the spirit moves you.
That's it. And taking everybody with you.
Yep.
Well, Black, I want you to remember this is in partnership with You Had Me at Black. Under the miniseries At the House. Make sure you go visit You Had Me at Black. They are available on all podcast platforms. Go engage. Go and listen to their narrative today.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Radical imagination, it's there, it's waiting on you now. And as far as Wild Black, I want to close this out, and I want to say 3 words. Four words.
Oh, okay.
Be courageous.
Boom.
Be expectant.
Boom.
With that, Wild Black, we love you, we out. Peace.
Peace, people.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for 3 generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader with the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Book your New Jersey summer vacation. Get ready for sunshine vibes and waves of beach and boardwalk fun. Go for exciting destinations, entertaining nightlife, and endless outdoor adventures. Whether relaxing along 130 miles of Jersey Shore or climbing high in the Skylands. Create your New Jersey summer escape at visitnj.org/book now.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.